There's always a festive mood in the days leading up to June 19th, or Juneteenth, as it has been called here since June 19th, 1865. That was when U.S. Army General Gordon Granger arrived in the port city of Galveston, south of Houston, and announced that all slaves were free. Houston Black Heritage Society Director Ovid Dunkatel says on Juneteenth, African Americans reflect on their struggle for freedom and justice.
We put more emphasis on this day than we do on 4th of July, because as you know, 4th of July was not a free day for us.
Dunkatel says it's important to educate younger generations about the meaning of the date. Many black children have only a vague idea of what the holiday signifies.
I said it's good that slavery is over and we can be free.
And back in the day, the white people can be with the black people. Now we can be with each other.
Emancipation Park in Houston's predominantly black Third Ward is where some of the earliest Juneteenth celebrations took place. The land was bought by former slaves in 1872, according to local performer and activist Kijana Wiseman.
Four men got together and they organized the blacks and they bought this land here, 10 acres of land, and they made it into a place where people could go and celebrate Juneteenth.
She says celebrations have now moved to other parts of the city, like the Miller Outdoor Theater in Houston's Herman Park, now being prepared for a Juneteenth concert Thursday night. But community leaders are hoping to give Emancipation Park new life through a $35 million refurbishing, funded by the city as well as private donors. The renovated park will be the scene for celebrations of the 150th Juneteenth next year.
This is a very sacred place.
Educator Marilyn Mandisa Douglas-Jones says the holiday is now observed all over the United States and overseas.
It's now spread beyond the United States to other parts of the world. It is celebrated in parts of the Caribbean, parts of Africa, and even in Russia.
She says this is a celebration not just for African Americans, but for everyone.
No one is free until everyone is free. As Dr. King would say, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
And that, she says, sums up the spirit and importance of Juneteenth. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.